Podríamos preguntar, hacer un feedback chévere. Vuelve. No, Sad. They're just toys, you know? By making their own. On a 3D printer that my kid has.
There's a reason why, no matter how many times you say Rayblazer, Labby, I always think Rayblazer gets better.
Yeah, Rayblazer.
Sorry.
Oh, Ralph, Rayblazer Gordon.
Hey, Gordon. I'm not saying he's not.
He tells you Rayblazer Gordon.
Big, tremendous tomahawk off him. Very charismatic guy.
He is one of
But
them.
I can't replace Rayblazer Ginsburg in my mind, you know. The game.
All these Brooklyn
he
guys.
Got up on
these
side
Brooklyn
of the column. He used to give shoes on Friday night. He gives his dress and show.
He still does.
He once went wild on Friday night because they're doing column.
What do you mean once?
Every week. But once I was there, and Shmuel Kunde was making a column. They're doing a video. And this is being recorded. The kids are. So Shmuel later says that Shmuel Kunde is the Jerry Lewis, and they're taking the Mamas, the Bais Yankees, and turning them into movie theaters. Go wild against it.
He didn't like Shmuel Kunde?
No, he didn't go for this in the movie theater.
Get
the
understand.
Kalamayr.
The dark was to stage the extreme of what he felt. Nothing against the person necessarily. But he wants to pound it into you, so at least a little bit will stay.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, what's so bad about Jerry
Lewis? So in the Lakers
scoop.
What happened in Lakers scoop?
They asked basically for pictures to give the Shtar Achtar. So they were like, okay, we need people, just come.
Who is this?
Who is
Rain
this?
Rain Shri Noah.
Rain Shri Noah, sure.
So he was the same.
Oh, they got a rabbi?
Last time?
No, we did a different one. This one has no out clause.
What was out clause then?
An out clause is in a contract. When you have a contract, like if it's an out clause, it means you can get out of your contract.
Oh, they didn't do it at this time?
Nah, no out clause.
So, what, the other rabbi got out of his contract?
No.
He was fired.
You think he was fired? He left. He walked off the job.
So, they have a backup now for this guy?
like the kind of
no,
the
you need
Kipper.
You need Tov Roshen and Kipper. You want to have a Rav.
So, this is, he came
to
Tov Roshen and Kipper this past year.
Yeah.
And he was still handling a whole thing. He was supposed to move to Denver. He was opening up a kettle over there. Basically, they fundraised millions of dollars for this kettle, and then they had to give it back because it fell apart. So then, when it fell apart, we got him to come to us for a problem, and he won the election.
How did it take this? If in Roshan and in Kippur?
A year after Mahan left, he was like, people approached him right away. And he said, no, I'm not entertaining any local jobs because right now my sights are set on that. So for over a year. Yeah.
And this rabbi wasn't wondering why over a year they couldn't find anybody else.
Uh oh.
We told them we didn't want to date anybody else. But we had three other problems. They didn't get voted in.
The first time I came to the show was a problem for somebody else. It was Avi invited us. I don't remember who it was.
Rabbi, what's the name?
You weren't here.
I know, but Avi told me about this rabbi that he voted in. He had like 100% vote, but Avi didn't give him the vote.
I don't know who it was.
There
was a rabbi who came in for a problem.
Or Michael Handelsman came here for a problem?
Yeah, and he.
No way. That is so interesting. I can't imagine what this community would look like if he was the rabbi.
Why?
Why? Because first of all, Avi, Moshe, none of these guys would be here.
Who's out of his kids, you mean?
Avi Lang.
There was nowhere else to daven.
Avi Lang, by the way, Avi Lang needs to daven Friday night by the garage. He's a come to Shabbos morning. He used to live by the garage.
He lived right there.
And Krohn used to live, I think, also out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Newport.
At the end of the TN intersection. I came here.
I remember your first Friday night. You went right to Libby Lunch and See. Right up front.
Me? You weren't here.
I was there.
Oh, you weren't here.
You went right to the front, right across from the front of Aron Kodesh. Right?
I'm still there.
I sat
I didn't move
back
left
corner. Lachman sat here, two seats.
I had two seats over here, Yehuda Miller and Rosenthal, right here by the corner. Nice.
When I came, they still had an extra farm. You remember the old, you remember
yes.
the old farm between the folding doors?
And I remember the Rav gave, before Pesach, he gave a shir on Pesach.
And the first time I dive in here, you know what happened, speaking of the Rav?
What happened?
First time I came. You think I come late now? Avi Rosenthal was sent to knock on my door to ask because there's no other client. So, no, maybe Catch was here. They needed a second client or something. Like, knock on my door and ask if I was awake. That was my introduction to the first time I dived into the show, like officially.
I remember Avi's kiddush he made here. He had wrap platters and whatnot. And he once made an over the top kiddush here. Remember wrap platters, everything was like insane.
Let's go. You ready to start? I feel bad because Yerman went to get the pizza, but I'm not feeling so well. So I want to start.
One thing beer.
I'm going to call him. Who?
He doesn't need a beer anytime. He comes for that food.
I'm a
beer.
You mind if we start or should I wait for you?
No, of course, just go ahead. But if Dylan was getting antsy, what's going on?
No. Yeah, Dylan was there already early. I don't know why.
Dylan's sure.
Last week
at
9:30, there was like a person.
Dylan, take your time.
No problem. You want me to wait?
You don't have to wait. Chas v'shalom, there's no such a thing as waiting.
Well, how long are you going to be here? How long are you going to be here?
I'm on county line. It'll take about 5 to 7 minutes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I know, but when he comes, it also takes time to.
Because he has to set up. He's got to get those candles out,
yeah,
strike that
yeah.
match.
I should have brought some.
Learn. No, yeah. Because then Tina has to get past the whole hack.
I'm not eating, I have real appetite.
You're not here with 647 bread.
I'm not feeling well. I walked today to the Central Court.
Oh my gosh, I was there.
My assistant
Central
Court.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's far.
Did your brother come
where
from
Central Court?
Utah?
No, yeah, he's coming for the Chasana.
Where's Central Court?
Central Court's corner, Central and New Central.
How long did it take you? An hour and 10?
Hour and 20 minutes there, hour and 25 minutes back.
Back up. Central, you went all the way to Central. How long?
Hour and 20 minutes each way.
My son that comes here to learn every night, that seventh grade kid. Like everyone's already asked me, New Mississippi, what you can do? I can't look into East Windsor, whatever it's called, New Windsor, whatever it's called. I'm scared of all the liquid places.
There's no way I'm going
to get all the pressure.
Yeah, but they're already giving for Harris though. You gotta go. You gotta.
No, he's in 7th grade now.
Oh, okay.
He's no
like
way
a real average kid, always learning. But I'm scared of being these yeshivas here and the pressure from other kids is just gonna like kill them up.
All right.
Maybe he's still fine. And then one day he'll wake up and he'll realize that he's learning too much.
Listen, it happens to other kids, so you never know. Then it happened 3 days in a row, I'm learning too much.
Well, actually, some people, like the 1 hour they put in, is like, I'm not saying anything about you.
You need a schmooze from Blazer Ginsburg.
Yeah, no, I have not.
Can I put it this way? One time Blazer Ginsburg was railing against
everything.
I had a hunch what he was trying to say, so I asked him, the Kohen Harav, and he's okay, he'll talk to you, he's sweet, he talks to you one-on-one, you're very sweet. He said, are you upset at the sushi itself? Are you upset at the big deal that everybody makes about sushi? He said, I don't care about sushi, you know what sushi you want. You have to know how to listen to him. You know, not to be insulted, and to think about what he's actually saying. I just don't want people to go crazy about this type. If you like sushi, I don't care if you
do. One Friday night he gave a schmooze because they gave up the Subway, the Goyish chain of restaurants. They made a kosher one of Flatbush. Reb Blazer called up the Mashkiach to say you can't give Subway Ashkacha because how is everyone going to know which one on two Subway is kosher on Avenue M? Like, you can't put like, hundreds of them around.
Yes,
people are going to end up eating the wrong place. They didn't think there's anything wrong with it. So I told them, no, don't you go into the Subway. One guy gets up. I'm a lawyer, and he started going on, cursing out a blazer, killing him. Disaster. Then one guy had Rachmanis. Then they someone stopped us so we could have a Meyer. You know, we could come out. So they stopped after Meyer. This guy came back to attack the rabbi. So one guy, a little guy, felt bad. He starts getting involved. No, that's not the Rav meant. The Rav meant this. And then the Rav Blaze stops him. No. I meant exactly what he's saying. He like was sticking up for the guy who's cursing him out.
Why didn't they throw the guy out of the shoe? Like, what is he diving there for?
One of the guys.
Mr. Blaze doesn't need to.
They all moved out. Kowalski was his gabbai. He lives over here. Hizigo was his gabbai. I don't know if he's still around.
He moved. He just moved.
Margolis, his friend.
What do you mean? Margolis was just here. We just had a whole shoes with him.
Yeah, he's
still there.
Yeah, but these guys out there, we were showing no kids. Shrol, I don't know if he's still down there.
He says he has a lot. He has 40 people there.
40? The place is to be jammed.
I know, but now it's not as empty as you think it is.
Shrol, it's Friday night. Shrol used to dive in there. Friday night. Shabbat was in there.
1 second. So he was screaming, this guy was screaming back at him that he's a lawyer and he's wrong and whatever.
And the rabbi is wrong.
And the rabbi was fighting back?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
the
rabbi
fights right back. Yeah.
Oh, he's great. And after that, my father tells me, why would I want to be a rabbi? You're not going to have a rabbi like this type of crap. You're not going to have these discussions, you know?
Even if he loves you, like you say wrong, there's one person giving a shear with a big tab of who he held up, 100%. I forgot who it was. He held him. He thought he was a big Talmud Chacham, but he thought that he was saying wrong pshat. And one of the he asked him to speak for Yom Tov, and he got me speak, and he thought he said wrong pshat. He jumped up. He said, "What are you saying?"
He asked my father to speak to him once on Yom Tov.
The guy even had the audacity. He's like a piece of Shmerlin chuck. He's like, "It's not Shmerlin chuck. Nothing."
My father asked him to speak. They gave him a 45-minute window to speak. My father didn't want it. He said that you speak for 45 minutes, the guy's walking out with nothing. 5-10 minutes, you give a nice something, and then the guy walks away with that. But he spoke in that a few times. Mainly, he spoke where he's the official speaker of the Rebbe.
He
dives
for the
other
young girl.
Who, the Blazer?
The Blazer,
the mayor.
He has a shul and he dives in the mayor?
Yes, he dives for the Amud.
How does he do that?
He walks back.
No, he's 4 blocks away.
Well, it's 5 blocks away. It's
it
5 minutes away.
On Yom Kippur, or Tony Yom Kippur, the chakras.
No, he does Roshana too.
Roshana Kippur. So the mayor starts at 7, every other shul starts 7:38.
He comes back in time for late.
Yeah, he comes back in time. They start an hour later, so it's fine.
Yeah, but why bring me down for that many minutes?
He does, Neela. That's when Hashem gives the diaper change, she said.
Okay, so you're saying he's like real, like he's practical.
He's very practical.
My brother Bar Mitzvah, he gave a sweetie about the jacket with the gold buttons. So we don't have the gold buttons in my mishpacha. My said, put that Bar Mitzvah had a gold button jacket because he's the youngest one, you know. That day they had it, but I guess he never saw his jacket, so. Now, he once said something he said at the Shana Brachas. He's saying that these Rebbeim should become programmers and some of these computer programmers should become Rebbeim.
We ended up waiting.
No, you guys are really impatient people.
No, we waited for you. We could have been finished.
It's okay, I'm saying Meisler.
Could have been finished like that. At least
they're speaking about
Blazer Ginsburg.
Blazer Ginsburg.
Oh, Blazer. So he has a lot of.
What do you mean, right?
Personal stories.
Ira, too.
Oh, hello. You're
supposed to watch
Love
Martin, no?
Of course.
No, but you.
They've only
come. Let's go. Okay, I'm starting. I don't want. I'm not feeling well.
You don't want to what?
I don't want the balls.
You walked for 3 hours. Where did you go?
I went to Central Court.
Huh?
Central Court.
What? At least it was decent weather.
My sister made off of.
Oh, very nice. Lovely.
Yes, please.
Thank you. That's my food.
I'll take.
You're not feeling well. If you could eat, you're feeling good.
I didn't say I'm feeling terrible.
It's interesting. I felt fine until like
it
6 o'clock.
Then what happened?
I'm not feeling
well.
Did
you walk with the cord or without
the flu? You think the flu or you think?
Yeah. No, I don't
so
do
you
the
to sit next to you, saying?
I didn't say you sit next to me.
I was like, you wore a coat or you didn't wear a coat?
I wore a coat the way there and I didn't wear a coat the way back.
You're saying you left the way?
Yeah.
Maybe you got sick from walking without
a coat. No, you don't get sick from walking without a coat. What do you? Who gets sick walking without a coat? What matters? We think I was in the stifle's weather? It was 45 degrees. What are you, nuts? Oh, stop. You sound like my grandmother.
Your grandmother might have known something.
Exactly. You might have been right.
Schisa, you can lie to me. The Baba. Let's go. I told him two parties. I'm happy to listen.
Take another plate.
Zakti Gemara.
Take another new plate. I stole your plate.
My plate?
Yeah.
I have a plate.
No, I stole your plate.
Here's another plate.
I have the other plate ready.
Here.
He gave you one already.
So we're good. What's the problem?
I didn't say there's a problem.
Come take another plate.
Yes, because I stole your plate.
If you don't understand English, this is not where you want to be, man.
Because the vernacular in this tune is extremely...
We're very precise.
Well spoken.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, very well said.
The shear is very well said.
I manufacture my own language.
Manufacture, that's for sure.
Whatever it is, all garbage. All stuff you're not going to eat once you're on the shop.
It's all 100% healthy.
It's natural stuff.
Allowed on every diet.
It's natural.
Landau, please don't listen to him.
No, this is everything I eat for now goes to the loose bone. That's what KSM comes from.
Oh.
I'm just gonna be the first person to wake up by KSM.
Well, I'm eating a lot of Malka. Right? Didn't say Mishavura.
Yeah,
loose bone.
Yeah, he's right.
Didn't eat from Nate Tadas.
He's good. He's got the answers, this guy. He's a Yeshiva man.
If he wants to eat, you gotta know. Dam al Hashiv, you have to know.
He's a Yeshiva man. Let's go. Zakti Gemara. Today's blaz lam gimel and aleph. It's the schus that the hostages should get out. I don't know what's going to be. The Eibusha Shav Rachmanis, that they're playing politics with the lives of hostages. I don't know what the halach is. If you're allowed to let them out, you're not allowed to let them out. You're supposed to fight. You're supposed to leave a terrorist in jail.
That's
terrorist
let them out.
That's terrorist that let them out?
Sure.
Okay. So I mean, pashtus, that's the... Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Pretty much only the Lubavitch just said that you're not supposed to let them out.
Who cares? Who cares about terrorists?
Well, Lubavitch is supposed to kill the guy so they don't come to later on.
That's a different problem. That's, I don't know why they're taking hostages for. They should be killing them.
Right.
Bullets are cheaper. Bullets properly shackled. Keeping a guy in prison for years, you know what you have to pay for?
Somebody just told me on Friday that a theory that Israel, I don't know if you noticed, in the last 2 or 3 months, took in, detained thousands of prisoners
for this reason.
But they're not giving these back.
They are.
Yeah, that's what they want.
They are.
Back.
They're giving the one that killed both
families. A few. But on the Roiv, they're giving back thousands of prisoners.
Oh,
it's all the people they just took in.
Wow.
Comes every day, by the way, in the morning. Take some pizza, let's go. So the Eibusha Shav Rachmanis and the hostages, every second in there is hell that they're playing.
Where they are. That's the thing. Are they going to figure out where they've been
hiding? That's
them?
Why Netanyahu just announced now. Netanyahu just announced today that if Hamas doesn't say within the next few hours who's coming out tomorrow, they didn't give an answer who's coming out. They don't know.
They still don't have it.
Because they don't have them. That's the problem.
Well, are they in some guy's house somewhere?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where? They already went through all the neighborhoods. They evacuated everybody from all these neighborhoods. They moved them all.
There's one neighborhood that's not evacuated.
You think they're all in that neighborhood?
They're all in that neighborhood. And second of all, who knows?
Millions of drones.
The Bibas kids can have a black hair now.
Yeah.
You can hide these people. Hide them somewhere.
Hide them, but where?
Hamas doesn't have such a strong hold. They don't have
the... That's the question. So where have they been hiding them?
I don't know.
Back to the question.
Hamas is the one that should know, right?
Yeah, but they still don't know. That's the problem.
So this is a major problem, by the way. That means
it's very decentralized because
it's a major problem. If Hamas can't come forward with the names, that means there's no names.
They still don't have a list.
When
they
supposed to talk about
tomorrow?
No, Israel has a list.
Israel has a list of who they want.
Yeah.
No.
No. Hamas gave a list.
They want all 94 or whatever.
Yeah.
No, Hamas gave a list of 33 now for the first 42 days.
The guaranteed alive, they don't know.
No. Most are alive. They said most are alive.
25 at least, I think.
It's not a normal thing.
But I don't understand why. Everyone said you don't negotiate with terror. Why is Trump now into negotiating with terror?
Trump doesn't want war. Trump wants it done. He doesn't want war. But the problem is, Israel Lamaisa is going to have a problem now. They're up against the wall. Because if Hamas doesn't listen to the ceasefire, Trump's going to say, no, you just give in, don't worry. Israel can't. Bottom line is, Israel hasn't won a war since 67. You know why? Because no one lets them finish the job.
Exactly.
The world does not let Israel finish jobs. They can't win a war. There's no victory. They never had victory. It's not victory to leave Hamas in power. What's victory?
Part of the deal is that Hamas cannot be in power. That's part of the deal.
Yeah, really. And how's that going to happen?
That's a good question. Same thing, everything else is going to happen.
I mean, get the hostage out of there and then blow the place up from beginning to end.
I think that's the plan, by the way.
You think that's the plan?
Yeah. Once they're not nervous anymore about killing anybody.
They're going to kill them right away.
Once you're not nervous about killing the hostages, and once you have all your bodies back.
I mean, Hamas, they're terrorists, so they're going to do something to tick off Israel enough that Trump will give them the go-ahead to just bomb the place like crazy.
You hope.
You hope. Do I know what Hashem wants?
That means if I can
catch it, Did I see on the news today that Trump went to D.C.? I saw tonight with Jared Kushner on Shabbos. Jared and Ivanka on that plane.
Yeah.
I guess they got a heter. You like going on a plane? I mean, I guess it's not.
You're allowed to go on a Sfina on Shabbos, but you're not allowed to go until before Wednesday. You have to go before Wednesday.
I'm saying, theoretically, you're not. I understand. I'm saying, theoretically.
Is it using more fuel?
No, not that plane. Not that plane. For Ivanka and Jared and his kid, no. No, not that plane. See the size of the plane? To United States.
I just told my father to ask the rabbi.
I'm pretty sure he was on the. Look on the pictures. You see him walking onto the plane.
Really?
Yeah. No, that's not Jared and Ivanka.
I didn't see any Ivanka. I saw his son, very tall.
Very tall. That's with Trump. Before Trump, after Trump went on, Jared and Ivanka went on.
Why are they going for?
They're going for an inauguration. What do you mean? How are they going for?
Why are they going now?
They're going tonight. I don't know.
They
went tonight. They landed tonight in D.C. already.
So do you think they got onto the plane when? At 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
It was light.
Yeah, but it's not like you and me that goes on a regular flight. They can jump right before the flight.
I understand.
All the luggage before.
They're going on Trump's plane. They're not taking an Air Force flight.
No, Air Force One. It's Air Force One already.
Already?
Air Force One, yeah. He already has the
using his own plane now?
No.
Why?
Air Force One.
Really?
Yeah.
For the inauguration, they take their own.
They could have arranged their luggage beforehand and then got on the plane right after Shabbos, leave and get.
It wasn't after Shabbos, it was light. You see the picture?
Stay in a hotel right near the airport and then take an Uber right to the airport.
See the picture?
No. It's doable.
Whatever, Kenneth and Cautious. But okay, the airport is helpful.
It's not like the domestic plane, you don't have to be there 3 hours before. You just go and then you're there.
Yeah.
But the only problem is it was light.
No, I don't know. Hopefully it wasn't him. Maybe it was his brother. It was her brother. All right. Zot Gemara. Dinim Mamunas Machzirin.
He's not already. He's the Mishnah already.
What Mishnah? What the Lamed Gimel today?
How's Lamed Gimel today?
You're right. One second.
No. Lamed
Beis
today.
Sorry. Lamed Beis today. I'm sorry. Yeah. Echadinim Mamunas, Echadinim Fasha. We're starting a new perek. Since we ended off with Dina Mamunas, that's why we start with Dina Mamunas. Ech Dina Mamunas, Ech Dina Fashas, but Yushev HaKira. Yushev HaKira, that you do cross-examination. See that, the English? What do you think about that? Shnemar, Mishpat Echad Yelachem. Ma bein Dina Mamunas, Dina Fashas. What is the difference? Gemara says big differences. It's like the Mishnah. Dina Mamunas is B'Shleisha. Dina Fashas B'Esser B'Shleisha. Dina Mamunas is 3, and Dina Fashas is 23. Dina Mamunas is Poischin, Bein L'Schuas, Bein L'Chayva. that you start Bein Slucha. We'll see what that means. It's a long Gemara. We'll see what it means. We'll see. That's in the right term. Din Nefash is Paisik on Schos, Vein Paisik on Chayva. Din Mamana is Matan Al Pi Echad. Means one tips the scale. Din Mamana is Matan Al Pi Echad. Bein Slucha is Bein Chayva. Din Nefash is Matan Al Pi Echad is Chos. That's to say that he's not guilty. That he's not guilty. Al Pi Shnayim Al Chayva. But in order to guiltalize him, you need two.
Guiltalize
him. Din Mamana is Machzirin.
That one he got.
No, I'm good. Not too much. That's it. Dina Mamanus.
Guiltalize.
Yeah, convict in. If you want to touch my words, that's what it means. Dina Mamanus, Machzirin, Bein L'Schus, Bein L'Chayva. Machzira means that you could contradict the din. Means you could come and try to knock the din off. Din in a fashion machzira l'schos vei machzira l'chayv. We'll see what this means in the Gemara. We'll see what this Gemara means. See what this means. Din in mamonis hakom l'am l'schos. Anybody could v'chayv. Din in a fashion hakom l'am l'schos vei hakom l'am chayv. And now we fear us now. The Gemara, the Mishnah fears us. Din in mamonis am l'am l'chayv am l'am l'schos. Doesn't matter. He can't switch back. Yeah. Dina Mamanas done in Biyim Vigarn Belayel. You finish at night. Dina Nefash is done in Biyim Vigarn Biyim. Has to be only by day. Dina Mamanas Garn Boy Biyim Bein L'Schus Bein L'Chayv. You finish it up one day. Dina Nefash is Garn Boy Biyim L'Schus. If it's to make the guy innocent, no problem. Over Yom Shal Achav L'Chayv. If it's for guilty eyes, then you got to do it at night, at the next day. The fikach ain't done in loy be'er Shabbos, loy be'er yontem, because the halacha is you have to wait till the next day. And you can't, and on Shabbos, not derech Shabbos, Misa's not derech Shabbos, and you can't push off the Misa. You could sit on Shabbos, but you can't push off the Misa because Ein Ma'avos Din. And you can't kill on Shabbos. Mele, you can't do it till after Shabbos. Dinim mamenes hatumas v'adharas moschim ma'agadol. You start from the older one, the older dying. Din nefash maschil ma'atzah, which is the younger dying. Hakol k'sherim l'odin din imamunus, bein hakol k'sherim l'odin din nefashos. Elo, kahanim, levim, yisraelim, amasil l'kuhuna. People who are worthy of marrying the kohanists. Zok de gemara.
Kohanists.
Din imamunus.
That's like a cult.
Din imamunus.
Kohanists.
You ready?
Kohanistim.
Din imamunus, mi be'ina du shakir, fe'te gemara. Din imamunus, din du shakir, v'reminu. Shtar is mana kosub echa benison. You have a star, and it says echa benison.
Bishmita.
In the year of Shmita. Ubo edim, v'omru, hechatem edim al shtar zeh. While they're bearing plenty of money, you see my company with us in Florida. The halacha is shtar kosher, v'edav ksherim. Why? Because chashin shem ichru v'kosvu. Chashash is, you borrowed the money on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. And the Edom saw you borrow the money. They didn't write the Edos, they didn't write the Shtar until later on, Shchosh Nisan. So Gemara says, because we'll be so good at being a Jewish Kiro, Hechashinon Shemachru, because we'll, means basically, if it be in Jewish Kiro.
How did you get to that? How did that ever come up? How did they discussing that? This came up because this happened.
Right.
There's not just been a discussion.
So Gemara says, "Lutamech." I'll ask you a different question. Tishlach Masnisim. The whole mission itself is shtver. Shtarchem amagdamim psulim. Why is it kosher? So Gemara says, no, holy kasha. Why? Because I have a better kasha. That
Zog.
No. Zog
better. There you go.
That difum in a kaminon. What's that difum in a kaminon? So Gemara says, I have a better kasha. That feel echa benisa b'shmita the lo shchichi inch the musvi.
Why?
The lekelamim hashem yichru v'kasvu. The lo mara shtari. But what happens like this, if it's Shemitah now, I'm not lending money to you so close to Shemitah, because Shemitah is going to knock it off.
That's unclear.
Shemitah is Meshamet. So to say that Kasvu v'achru, they pushed off riding the shtar to later. That's ridiculous to say such a thing. Why would I want? No, nobody wants such a thing. So how could you say this halacha that they kasu achru? So bechlal, you're asking me a kasha on your agenda of drusha v'chira. I'm telling you the whole mishnah, this whole brisa doesn't stem. The whole brisa is shver. So Gemara says no, the brisa is not shver. Kivin the shvi is seifa mishametes. Means the halacha. There's a question if shmita is mishametes metchila or b'seifa. We write a shtar pros bull on the seifa. We write b'seifa, right? Beginning? Okay, so
before going in.
Okay, fine. So we write the beginning. B'seifa, some people write also b'seifa. I remember that it was like people came after.
It was a hakabah.
Yeah. But we don't pass in at the end. But what I'm saying, maybe they hold that it's at the end. And male, that's why it's a year later. So it's not right away. So then it's not a shiloh kasfu v'achru. It's possible they signed the shtar later. So that's not a kasha. Kamakom kasha, our kasha is a kasha. So we stay with our kasha. That's it. That's the end of Gemara. Simin charpash. That's like charlap. Amar b'chirina, dvar teira, echadin amamers, echadin afashim, b'dush of chkira. Dvar teira, d'chkira. Shnei ma'mishv, echadin milachem. Ma'atam amru din amamers, lo'ibin ishu chkira, which fakir from our Mishnah. Kadesh lo'i tino delz v'nei lovin. So you should not, what's going to happen? If I lend you money, and now...
I'm making a hassle.
No, if I lend you money, and now I say, can you pay me back? So, bring Adam. Bezen starts doing Dishu Chikir on the Adam. The guy says, you know what? I'm not lending money if this is what's going to happen every time. I want my money back. I don't want to be hassled with all kinds of proofs and things. I have Adam. Leave me alone. Elam Ata Frekti Gemara, To Lo Yishalmu. If Bezen makes a mistake in Dinim Mamanus,
because without Dishu Chikir,
they shouldn't pay. Why?
If we would have had a chance to discuss it, we wouldn't have made the mistake. But you didn't let me discuss it.
If you're saying that you don't need to show, you don't do the shachira.
It's about
till 2011.
So, tov, leishamu. If I'm turning off the shachira, so then how is Bezdin going to be the one?
Why should I be responsible? Right? So Gemara says no. Then you have a bigger problem. Kolchkin till 2011. If you tell me that Bezdin's not responsible, then I for sure won't lend anybody money. Because nobody's held responsible. There's no recourse. Exactly. So, Mil, that wouldn't work. So, Rav Amar, the question is, this Brisa says there's no Drusha Chakira. Our Mishnah says there is Drusha Chakira. So, which one is it? What's going on over here? So, Gemara says, Rav Amar, Mastis Nehoka B'dina Knossos. Our Mishnah and our Mishnah that we started today is on Dina Knossos. The Edok by those Avos, the Brisa is a Dozal Avos. Rav Papa Amar, no. Edivid by those Avos. Kambedin Meroima, Kambedin Shem Meroima. We see that these guys are little foppers. How do you say fopper in English?
Fraudulent. No, fopper is the right word.
Fraudulent.
Some things just have to be said.
Exactly.
There's no word like fopper in English. It doesn't fraudulent like.
No.
No word like any Yiddish.
Some words you could.
The Shach's word gekunchet. There's no such a word. How do you word? What's gekunchet?
A viffle.
Which one?
A viffle.
What's a viffle?
Exactly.
A viffle mekan zogin azoi.
No.
As much as you can say this.
A viffle.
As much as.
No.
That's what a viffle is. Anyway. So Rapapa ma ibi di baladoa kamadin meroima, kamadin shayna meroima. Okay, they're shlokish. They're shlokish romiksim. It's a kash in the posik. It's tzedek tish b'dam
b'sacha. Oh, we have to suck him.
I ran out of yellow.
But and it says tzedek tirdof. So you have a stira. Tzedek tirdof misecha means rightfully, whatever. How would you say that word? You should. What's it called? And then it says tzedek tirdof. You should run after real din. Okay, it's a kamdin merum, kamdin shem merum. It depends if they're foppers. Then you fop them out. If they're good, then you go regular. Rav Asher Masnisa Kedushanim. You want to answer the Brisa and our Mishnah? Like we just finished saying, three different Pshatim. But Kroi, the pasuk that we just had, that we said the Pesukimara, like Astira, this Astira that we just finished saying, Echad Ladin v'Echad L'Pshara. What does that mean? Ketanya. Say Tirdeif, Echad Ladin v'Echad L'Pshara. Ketzad. What's the case? Shtei Svinas, Iveris, Iveris Benar. You have two boats going out on a river. They're going in the canal. What do they call it? Sunni's canal?
Yes, the Sunni. Sunni's canal.
Upogazabazat.
We're going to let it go. Everything's
not.
We're just going to let it go.
Im
Iveris. Put it all out. Oh, did you tell your brother where this
is? No, he's not feeling well.
No, send him a text. He's going to be belated. It's going to cost you during the week of stay.
Okay,
like
send it. Okay, put it on the Chabura chat. That is full.
It's going to cost you the stay during the week. It's not working.
How is the buddy? Okay, let's go. It's
every week.
You
want to
come and scrub me a little bit when I'm there? Maybe, you know?
Scrub a dub. Why don't you get the what do you call it? Bench like a mensch on a bench. No, the other one, they made a ducky thing.
Just weird, you
know. It's sad. Dude, okay, tzad. Shtei Svinas Ovis Menor. They had two boats in the liquid canal. Ufogu Zebezet. They bump into each other. They came both going. Ovis Shtei to Ovis. They're both going to sink. Bezachazet, Shtei Ovis. No problem. Vachin Shtei Gamam, two donkeys. So the oil mile is based charon and pogs up zeim. All shneim shneim noifum. Zachas zeshneim oilim. Like it's a what do you do? Tuna shneim tuna. Titcha shneim tuna. Menei tuna. The one that's full should go first. Kroiva shneim kroiva. Titcha kroiva shneim kroiva. How you shneim kroiva shneim chaygas? Hatab shabanei hamas kazuzu. Make a deal.
That's how you
do it. That's how the two psukim. Turn around. Tzad said tirdev. Halach achar bezdin yafa. Go after a beautiful bezdin. I know what this means.
What do you mean? Rabbi
Yaffe's Bezdin. Where's the Bezdin Yaffe today? Let me know when you find it.
Okay. Because you got burnt once, therefore, all of a sudden you're...
You find me the Bezdin, you let me know. Pretty Bezdin. Show me where your pretty Bezdin is. Okay, Bezdin Yaffe. Achar Rebbe Yezel Lud.
Go there. Achar Rebbe Yaffe Mitzakel Lud.
Right? Rebbe Yenach, is there a good Bezdin today? Yes, your sister. I'm Avin Yavin. Sugar and cup. Allah Achar Bezdin Yaffe. Achar... Hey, he's got the jackets. He could eat with that jacket. Eat a few pieces of pizza, and nothing will happen. You know what I mean?
I don't think a guy dressed like that.
Okay. Anyway, Achar Bezdin Yafa, Achar Rebbe Lezel Lud, Achar Rebbe Yochanan Mezakeh Levror Chayil. What does that mean? Tana Kol Ruchaim BeBurni. If you hear a mill in Burni, Shavua Ben Shavua Ben, you know there's a bris. Or haneir bebar chayil mishtashon. What does it mean? Like Rashi, says that there was a gzero, not allowed to do mitzvahs. You couldn't announce that there was a bris. You couldn't announce that there was a chasana. So what he did is they would run the mill because the samanim for the ointments and stuff. They would have to grind up these spices stuff to put on the baby on the milah. So once you heard the mill running, you knew there was a bris. Once you saw lights shining, you knew there was a chasen. That's today. The Rishami says that's why today we walk down the chasen and kala with avuka.
That's the reason.
It's to remember this thing. That's so Rishami. Rishami says that. The Ran brings down chedusha Ran. Rishami's Tosfos.
Maybe the source.
The Ran says it is a source. Maybe because the Arzgal has to always put it in a word.
Maisels.
What Berger? What you all? You're right. Who's Gabe?
His neighbor.
Oh, your neighbor. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some dude. You went to your sister's.
He sang a song?
I didn't sing a song.
No, did he sing his song, Le Gabe?
No. So sorry.
Oh, wow, so snobby. You see, he goes to the other side for one simcha. He's ready, like, he walks around with his head up in the air. One black and white simcha.
And you go to your sister's simcha, and you start looking like a zayda with your suit.
The shoes.
I didn't wear them. I couldn't get them off. I couldn't peel them off. No, I wore my hookah sneakers.
Oh.
The hookers. No, other stuff. Okay, sit down, Berger. German. It's on you.
Okay, why?
Because I would have started on time, because I'm not feeling well.
I told you not to start. There's no such thing as waiting. Whatever Zman, there's no such thing as waiting. Except for Mincha, Shabbos afternoon. Zmanim go out the window.
There are no such things. You didn't ask 45
Mincha? No. Shabbos Mincha.
Tarabaram. Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirdoif. Halakha, Chamal, Yeshiva. Achar Belez Lud, Achar Yochim Zakal of Rochail, Achar Bishuva Lepikin, Achar Gamil Yamna, Achar Kilo Venebrak, Achar Rabbi Master Romi, Achar Rabbi Hanim and Tad and Lasikni, Achar Basil Tsipori.
What was Rabbi doing in
Rome? I don't know. You're looking at the Vatican. Achar Yudim Amsel and Tsivan.
Oh, Rabbi Masya.
Yeah, hello. Achar Rabbi Shua Legola, Achar Rabbi Lebesha Aram, Acham Leishka Zagazes. Dinim Mamar is Paiskin. So we said Dinim Mamar is Paiskin, and by when it comes to Dinim Fashis, then we're Paiskin. What does it mean? Hey, Chamrina, what do you tell the guy? Who says, like you're saying? What do you mean? You come to Beis Din. Two Eidim come and say that Reuven killed Shimon. They tell the guy, are you sure? No, maybe not. So he's chayz on his Eidim. He says, okay, you know what? I'll take it back. So Gemara says, you can't do that to our guys. Gemara says, why not? V'lichsimu, so what? So he's chayzer. Mila tam, Shimon lezer, masin is Eidim, mokal mokal, they shdib, daitim, v'yachsumen. The halacha is, when Eidim come to Beis Din, we drive them around from room to room, make them sugar so that maybe they'll back out. So just like over there, so who cares? Let him back out. That's what we want. So Gemara says, no, you can't bring a raya from there. Midam, over, that's different. Midam, hasam, mele kamidcha, over there, it's a mela. Over there, we make him tired enough. We walk him to Central Court Shul twice there and back. At that point, he has no crack to say this. But over here, you're telling him to, you're making him change. This is what you tell him. Do you have other Edim? To go against these guys. So Gemara says, "Amalei Rabbi, he poischem beschusu shalze, she chavosu shalze." What do you mean? That's chavosu shalze. Because what happens is,
make these
edim
now.
Dechaim misa. So that's you go. Enechami, it's a schus for the guy, but it's a chay for them. How can you do that? So Gemara says that can't be. So then what is it? So Gemara says, "Mi abe chavosu, but tanan edim zayim nerog not shigma adin." The halacha is. They don't get killed till you finish the din. So Hakamina, Ilu Shosik Hai Adam Medina, I say Adam Asma Havalu Khavas. You're right. Okay. So I changed my content. But Zot Ella, Amaraba, Amina Yeshok Adam Lachisha, that's what we're saying. We don't say Azum, not Zimo.
One word just say straight away Lachisha, I don't know.
I don't know, because Gemara wanted to bring this point up that till the Gemara din, Gemara wanted to bring that halacha. Rav Kahana Amar Medvarechim Niz Daka Pliny. Through what you're saying, goes free. So basically, they try to get him to not say this. Don't worry, if he didn't kill, don't worry. You can back out. That's this pasuk.